BBC News, I'm John Shea. Around 300,000 Israelis have taken part in the 10th weekly nationwide protest against government's plans for a radical overhaul of the judicial system. The largest demonstration was in Tel Aviv, but there were also record numbers of protesters in Haifa and other cities. The leader of the opposition and former Prime Minister Yair Lapid told demonstrators in the southern city of Beersheba that Benjamin Netanyahu's government was crushing Israeli democracy. This protester is in Tel Aviv.
I'm here to demonstrate and to sound my voice against the dictatorship that they established here in the name of the so-called law, judicial reform. It's not a judicial reform. It's a revolution that's making Israel go to full dictatorship. And I want Israel to stay a democracy for my kids, for my grandson that will be here, because Israel is a democracy country and it must stay as one.
The government in Mauritania says three jihadists who escaped from prison last Sunday have been killed and a fourth has been rearrested. It says this was the result of an operation in the northern Adrar region in which a police officer also died. Among the jihadists killed was Salek Ould Sheikh Mohamedou of the group Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb. Brazil says this year's rice crop is expected to fall to its lowest level in 25 years, raising concerns about food security. Brazil is the biggest producer and consumer of rice outside Asia. Our America's regional editor, Leonardo Rocha, has this assessment.
Many people are selling their land or switching to more profitable crops, selling crops that have higher market value, and it's mainly soya beans and corn. Production of soya beans, for example, has gone up 5 times in the past 20 years. So bigger farmers are buying the land of smaller farmers. Most of the rice and beans are produced by small farmers, family businesses, and or those who remain in the business, they prefer to switch to soya beans, corn, and other crops that they can sell abroad.
Cyclone Freddy has been battering the coast of central Mozambique, bringing heavy rain and damaging buildings. One man was reported killed when his house collapsed. Gale force winds have torn the roofs off houses and streets are flooded. Our correspondent Pumza Fihlani says the concern now is people's livelihoods.
Mozambique is a big farming community. The people there, a lot of them are subsistence farmers and rely on that for their livelihood. So farmland has been lost. Livestock has died. So there really are concerns that when the storm has passed and it's dissipated, the impacts will be felt long term. And this is why there's now conversations around how to get aid to people, how to make countries such as Mozambique able to look at building with the future in mind. But with most of the country being rural and people really depending on whatever livelihood they're able to create for themselves, those conversations are too far out for a lot of the people there.
World News from the BBC. About 400,000 people across France have protested against legislation that will raise the pension age by 2 years to 64. Police and crowds clashed in Paris, with some demonstrators throwing projectiles and setting rubbish bins on fire. Despite the protests, senators overwhelmingly passed the bill in the upper house of parliament on Saturday. A human rights group has accused government forces in Burkina Faso of killing at least 20 civilians in the north of the country. The Collective Against Impunity and Stigmatization demanded a judicial investigation into the incident. It said more than 100 hooded soldiers and members of a civilian militia raided a village on Wednesday, searching for people it called terrorists. The head of the BBC, Tim Davey, has apologised for widespread disruption to BBC sports output caused by a major dispute about impartiality. TV and radio sports programmes were dropped after presenters walked out in support of the broadcaster Gary Lineker, who was suspended after posting tweets criticising the British government's use of language on immigration. Mr Davey spoke to our Washington correspondent, Nomia Iqbal.
What we're seeing right now at the BBC in the UK is an unprecedented day of turmoil for BBC operations in sport. And he apologised for the disruption, but he didn't apologise, when I pushed him on it, for removing Gary Lineker from his role as a presenter. He said, I'll quote, success for me is getting Gary back on air. And he added he was prepared to review impartiality rules for freelancers like Gary Lineker. He's not a member of staff and he's also not a news journalist. And he also said he wouldn't be resigning.
France's leading opera and ballet company, the Paris Opera, has for the first time appointed a black performer to its étoile, or star dancer, category, the highest rank. Guillaume Diop, who's 23, received his promotion on stage in Seoul just after a performance of Giselle. BBC News.